None but the hungry heart. 6:5. Freeborn. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8, verse 31. Faith in the facts alone gives the rest of reliance. Is there an accuser, a judge, or an executioner still after us? The accuser may go away rebuked by this, that God has justified us. The judge may go away rebuked by this, that the Lord Jesus has died, has already suffered the judgment, and his work has been accepted to the full in heaven itself. The executioner may go away rebuked by this, that all the malice of earth and hell together shall never drag us away from the firm embrace of our God. And if there be now neither accuser to charge, nor judge to condemn, nor executioner to slay, the court is cleared. It is a blessed thing to be shown our enemies and told with Gideon that Jehovah has delivered them into our hands. Our old man has been crucified, the world overcome, and its prince judged. If we are walking by faith as risen with the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan, the world, and the flesh are under our feet. Not a hair of the child of God can fall without God's permission. Satan is but the unintentional instrument to accomplish God's will. He can do no more than he is allowed to do. If trials come as a host against us, we know that the Almighty is between us and them. They will but work out for us his own purpose of love. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8, verses 35 and 37.